This is a story about professional baseball and psychedelic drugs. This is a true story about the first no-hitter pitched under the influence of LSD. Doc Ellis didn't think he was pitching that day back in 1970. When he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. By the time that he hit the bullpen, at the world and up to you to wait. That's about the time Coach Murdoch came and said, Doc, you're pitching today. Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on a birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. The crowd tracked back and forth in waves of colors underneath the sun. The ball turned into a silver moon, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book. Three up, three down, four, three straight innings in a 0-0 tie. And all those badass names come ringing from a voice out of the sky. Hallucinating Halloween scenes with each new swing on the bat. A single look like it was falling off a table, but nobody wants to hallucinate that. I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book. Ponderous fits. By the bottom on the eighth, he was up 2-0, and they still hadn't got any hits. With one eye left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. The birthday cake was shaking, and those waves of color were going wild. Last man down, he was high as he'd ever been, dancing to the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. Though the pigs would say he was kind of that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. Was a time down into the Pittsburgh Pirates, threw a no-hitter on LSD. I took a look all around the world one time.